Hodie festum est, sancti aeredis, abbas et doctor ecclesiae. Oh, today is the feast of St. Aelred of Rivaux, abbot and doctor of the church. St. Aelred is a very popular saint for those who explore the holiness and the benefits of friendship with Christ and friendship with one another. And indeed, he wrote two books that are still extant. One of them was on the love of God. The other one is on true friendship in Christ. And of course, it's a classic. Of course, I've read it several times and I've given it to others. He was the son and the grandson of priests, because in England at that time, and he died in 1170, in England they had not yet gotten the drift that celibacy was obligatory. So it took time. You know, God is patient, and the church is patient too, even though we are very impatient. So if you think things are bad today, you know, and yet they were holy priests, except for that. But they just did not get it. In addition, God can bring good out of evil. And so St. Aelred is one of those goods that he brought out of evil situations that should have not been. As a young man, he studied and he became like the accountant of the king and of abbots and so forth. Abbeys and monasteries were very wealthy and had a lot of money and investments to be taken care of, even then, over 1,000 years ago. And so, but in the meantime, things began to coagulate, just like if you're making a good pudding. You have to stir and stir and stir, and slowly it coagulates till it gets thick, and then you freeze it or put it in the refrigerator. And so too was the vocation of St. Aelred. As soon as this was evident, his father sent him to France, where he became a Benedictine monk and made his vows. And then he returned to England and was helpful in the monastery of Rivaux and other monasteries, because monasteries have daughter houses, daughter monasteries, and the main monastery has to administer spiritually and physically the goods of those monasteries. And so he did that very well. So finally, he was made abbot of Rivaux, which, even though it has a French name, is in England, because, of course, we know that when England was conquered by William the Conqueror in 1066, French became the language of England, of Britain, and eventually English came around. But so there's many French names in England because of that. And so he became abbot and was famous for his conferences, especially on friendship and on the love of God. And indeed, this is the topic of the book on friendship that he wrote, which is still around. One of his enemies, and everybody that's worth their weight in salt, has enemies. One of his enemies, for whatever reason, I don't know, decided to do him some harm. And at a time when this was really not a good thing, he accused him of being a homosexual, which he was not. And so even today, there are associations of homosexuals in the Catholic Church and in other communions that pretend to be Catholic that have him as their patron just because they think he was homosexual, but he was not. And of course, he refuted it, and then he let it be, because you can only refute something so much. So if you hear that or read that, that's nonsense. And so today we pray to this great saint of the church, who lived a holy life and who had many good friends, some better than others and closer than others, just as anybody is supposed to be. Even Christ had his best friend, St. John the Evangelist. And of course, they have accused them too, because the evil, the devil, is always going to do evil things, as he always continues to do, even to Lord Jesus Christ, and of course also to St. Elred of Rivaux, a great saint and a patron saint of holy Catholic friendship. May he grant us many holy Catholic friends, and may we grow those friendships in the love of Christ, in the love of the Blessed Mother, and the love of his Holy Church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.